Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 30th of April 2023. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris, VK7ZIR. On Sunday this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 14.13 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. We also go out on UHF-CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7MA-FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. RAOTC News, broadcast for May. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday, the 1st of May 2023, at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The format is a little different this month. It features a repeat recording of a broadcast back in October 2001, read by Alan VK3AMD. The style of presentation is less formal than that used in recent times. Alan covers a wide range of topics, including news archives from members long since passed. He includes some technical details from a publication called CQ that originated in VK2. He goes into technical description of a receiver at a depth not often heard on broadcasts. Closer to home, the late Jim Davies, VK7OW, gets a humorous mention. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday, local time, over the VK7RAA, VK7RAD statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC member stream, or in the Alberston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR, which is on 439.775 MHz on the Dazzler range. The date again is May the 1st. Callbacks will follow on all three networks. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. WIA VK7 Centenary. Early newsletters, please. In a recent issue of Amateur Radio, you may have seen that Peter, VK3RV, is looking for early copies of Tasmanian newsletters. Linda, VK7QP, has many of these in the Reist VK7 archive and has been in touch with Peter to let him know. If you have any early newsletters, Linda would be pleased to receive them and scan them. She would then send selected scanned copies to Peter and also record them in the historical database we are creating as part of the VK7 Centenary project. Linda has many copies of QRM, but not all. She has some parts of newsletters from the 1960s and would like to get more of them and in better condition. If you have any newsletters, please contact Linda, VK7QP, or your local VK7 Centenary rep. That's Peter, VK7ZPD in the north. In the northwest, it's Eric, VK7EV, and in the south, it's Rod, VK7TRF. At 73 from Linda, VK7QP, and her email address is vk7qp@wia.org.au. Event news, VK7 Centenary. The Centenary of Organised Amateur Radio in VK7 happens in June 2023. We thank the WA Board for their support of this event. The VK7 Centenary Committee is planning a host of events that will include For the month, we will be operating a special call sign, VK7WIA. There will be a call sign usage rostering system, so VK7 amateurs book, operate and log contacts for their roster period. AR Magazine for May-June will have a focus on VK7 history, with subsequent VK7 historical articles over the next few editions. There will be a WIA national news broadcast run by VK7 on the 18th of June. There will be a special QSL card and award certificate for contacting VK7 WIA during June. There will be open days around VK7 during June, incorporating media opportunities, historical displays and special operating days, and there will be a focus on 100 years of VK7 amateur radio history and the standing up of a VK7 amateur radio news history web-based repository. If you have an idea for the centenary month of June, please let your club representative know. In the north it's Peter VK7PD, in the northwest it's Eric VK7EV, or in the south it's Rod VK7TRF. And that's 73 from the VK7 Centenary Committee. Statewide news, Thursday night SSTV nets. Another great net night that saw the following participants: VK7's ZAB, BKA, OO, KT, PD, FGGT, ZSB and ZGK, all sharing over 30 photos. There were various subjects like the Deep Space Communications Complex located at Tidbinbilla, just outside Canberra, and a piece of moon rock on display at the local cafe museum. An ornithologist special, Tasmania's East Coast and a logo for Islands on the Air. Ham home stations and antenna array. Weather map from a satellite and a satellite over the Earth. Launceston street artwork featuring Pinocchio, Mickey Mouse and Pluto. Artwork illusions, a line drawing that changes from a young woman to an old woman, and a floor that appears to have an opening to show the building's inner workings. Also, a reminder to embed your call sign in the transmission. This is done in the software setup by enabling the FSKID functions. And remember, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you miss the next of the net, there are archives on all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling web page, or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. At 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. SSTV Net. On Monday night, the 24th of April, we held our monthly Northwest Tassie SSTV Net on the VK7RMD Mount Duncan 2-meter repeater. We had four participants: VK7EV, VK7HSC, VK7MAD and VK7KT. The night allowed participants to test, learn and adjust settings, as well as sending pictures. We finally finished at 9:30 p.m. after a semi-controlled net, round-robin style, to allow people to take turns transmitting, making comment and adjust settings. A good night was had by all. It was great to have people on air from Western Montague in the far northwest through to Ulverston. At 73 from Eric, VK7EV. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Hal on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from our VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. We will start things off this week with a quick look at the latest club technical night. You may recall that a few broadcasts ago, Peter VK7KPC brought in two Pelican look-alike padded ABS cases that contained a trial setup for field day operations. Well, the next revision has been presented. This time, all items have been consolidated into one aluminium briefcase. When opened, it reveals the original Zygu clone CS108G HF transceiver and antenna matching unit model ATU100, which are both mounted on a hinged panel, plus a Yaesu extension speaker with noise filter mounted under the case lid. Beneath the hinged panel, there is ample space to store wire antennas, microphone, power and patch cables, plus a safe storage area for Peter's trusty old CW keyer. Interestingly, access to the underneath CW key is also provided through a strategically placed slot in the hinge panel. This allows limited use without removing the key from the case. I assume this alleviates the need to externally set it up if only needed for a quick message or testing. Anderson PowerPoint connectors are used for external DC power, and soon there will be an internally mounted antenna socket. To finish the matching outfit, there is a soft case holding two 12-volt lithium batteries to provide both 12 and 24-volt DC for field operations. A well-thought-out portable setup that is just waiting for Peter's next field day excursion. Peter's latest project is a Pixie 300mW QRP transceiver from QSO Labs, designed by Whiskey One Foxtrot Bravo, Silent Key. The primary design difference is there is no onboard crystal, but a DB9 socket that accepts a suitable plug containing the crystal. This makes changing the operational frequency as easy as changing a plug. Plug and play might even be a better description. Hi, hi. Peter was busy looking at circuit diagrams and planning improvements to add design features like antenna low-pass filter and transmit switching. A work in progress. Ross VK7ALH has delved into his military collection again and turned up with a teleradio transmitter type J6798, which is one part of the 3B set and sports a single venerable 807 vacuum tube final. It was constructed in rugged steel boxes with rounded corners. Clip-on front panels could be used for protection when being person-handled. The unit has three selectable operating frequencies and can be used for CW or voice in the 3 to 9 MHz range. It was made by AWA in Australia about 1941 and mainly used by coast watchers. It's starting to show its age, but nothing Ross can't handle. Unfortunately, Ross doesn't have the matching C6770 receiver unit to complete the 3B set and would be interested to talking to anyone who may have one. Just to wake us up, Ross's other offering was a Stingray 120A SSB and AM transceiver with accompanying auto aerial tuning unit type 120 in a matching case. There are not your normal white lettering on a black background boring front panels. These two offerings have bright yellow front panels with black contrasting lettering. But in low light levels, it sure would help with interpreting the controls. These very attractive units were mainly used for Marine, Interstate Truck Drivers, School of the Air and the Royal Flying Doctor Service. This crystal-locked solid-state transceiver hails from the last century and was made by Findlay Communications of Sydney, which was headed by Maurice Findlay, whom in 1948 started work with Radio and Hobbies magazine and reported to the great John Moyle. At one stage he had a young Dick Smith working for him, and later wrote articles for Silicon Chip. For more information, see the link in the text version. Trevor VK7TB was explaining the nitty-gritty of using a vector analyzer to measure and calculate the equivalent circuit parameters of commercial plug-in crystals. To be specific, batches of 100 individual 6 and 13 meg crystals were tested for 7 parameters. Trevor had the tabulated test results from over 200 crystals. That's about 1,400 individual measurements that he was analysing for parameter spread. The end result is the ability to selectively match groups of like crystals that can be used to construct 14-pole crystal ladder filters. Like every aspect of our hobby, the ability to test and make measurements of parameters, whether they are components, constructed kits, or commercial equipment is vital. If you don't have the comparative information, you really are flying blind. Thanks, Trevor. Hopefully in the near future, you will be able to demonstrate for us the art behind testing some of these parameters. While we are on the subject of test and measurement, Lionel VK7ZLB arrived with a piece of test equipment. It was an audio output power meter that covered from milliwatts to 10 watts and was manufactured by Radio Corporation Proprietary Limited of South Melbourne. It was a product from their radio test equipment department and was made about 1950. Externally, it was finished in the commonly crinkly black paint with white lettering, but internal construction employed rotary selector switches using multi-finger wipers for mechanical accuracy and longevity. The Radio Corporation manufacturing complex was substantial at about 1 hectare under one expansive roof. The facility was organised into the largest works in Australia, devoted exclusively to the production of radio receivers. It generally became known as the Astor Factory. The really interesting part is that our very own club member Bernie, VK7BR, worked at this actual Astor Factory where these units were made. Just for the record, his initials weren't inside this piece of equipment though. Hi. Yet another diverse and interesting technical night, and as always, equipment pictures are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. As this June marks 100 years of WIA presence in VK7, it has been proposed to have celebrations at clubs in each of the three areas. These may take the form of open days with various displays of the many facets of amateur radio through the years. So if anyone has any ideas for presenting such a display or can assist in the north, please let Peter, VK7PD, the NTARC representative, know. You can contact Peter directly via the club secretary or through the NTARC website contact us page. Hot off the press for competitions, the ZL Sprints result for autumn 2023 have been published. Peter, VK7KPC, came third in the CWSSB QRP section. In fact, there were only two VKs to receive a place across all sections. This competition was run across the four Tuesdays within the month. Well done, Peter. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South. Scout Centenary, Signet. This is VK7 HSD. Today, Sunday the 30th of April, the Huon District Scout Station, VK7HSD, will be operating portable from Signet's Burton's Reserve to celebrate 100 years of scouting. Both Signet and Huonville Scout Groups boast a large group of youth who currently hold their foundation licences. We'll no doubt be looking forward to sharing their journey in amateur radio to the wider community. Both voice and digital on HF, along with DMR, EchoLink will be utilised from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. on the day. There will also be lots of electronical hands on displays to demonstrate with too. On-air contacts will receive a commemorative QSL card to mark the occasion. We look forward to hopefully making the contact on air or even in person. For more information, please email Michael, vk7mrs@gmail.com. And that's 73 from Michael, VK7MRS. Scout Centenary Reminiscence. Signet Scout Group are celebrating their 100 years of existence. Well done all. Congratulations. It should be pointed out to those not in the know, however, that scouting itself was begun in 1907 at Brownsea Island near Poole in England. Baden Powell wanted to try out a few ideas with his new book, Scouting for Boys. He ran a one-week camp with many activities. Compass work, pioneering, that's building with natural materials, first aid, camp cooking, message handling, and so on. There was instruction in the use of semaphore and Morse code. It was a huge success. Scouting spread across the world very quickly. In 1908, the first scouting activities took place in Tasmania, but it was 1909 before things got formalised. The first Australian jamboree was at Frankston, Victoria, in 1922, and Tasmania sent a contingent. Here in Tasmania, there were land, sea and air scouts. Groups existed right across the state. Jamboree on the air was a big event right from the start in the 50s. 13th Hobart had the use of a couple of old cottages belonging to the Cascade Brewery. They had friendly amateurs put a station in one, complete with external VFOs, and they were trying SSB. AM was still in use. I know, as I saw it in action. And that's 73 from Rod Finlayson, VK7TRF. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. Special May presentation. VK7RHT voting, simulcasting and all things repeaters. We have a special event this Wednesday night, the 3rd of May, with Hayden VK7HH of Ham Radio DX fame, who will be taking us through the recent upgrade of the VK7RHT repeater. Hayden will be taking us through the move back to the mountain, what is involved with it with simulcasting, multiple voting receivers and VK linking. Come along and see what a modern, sophisticated amateur radio repeater system is all about. We get underway at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. The presentation will be RF and YouTube streamed on the REAST YouTube channel. Please note that our original May presentation has had to be postponed due to presenter sickness and will be rescheduled sometime soon. And that's 73 from the REAST Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, Rex VK7MO will be taking us through the latest experiments in auroral propagation. Rex showed the event that caused the brilliant auroral event on the 23rd and 24th of April 2023, but was caused by a short-term magnetic filament. This caused a significant amount of energy to be sent in Earth's direction, causing auroras down as low as San Diego in the US. Sunspots do not necessarily indicate these events. Rex compared the NOAA and BOM SWKP log indices for this event and the NOAA increased level on the actual measurements from the 13 NOAA sites. We showed some WSJT Q65 reports from Brody VK3MAP and there were 1,158 decodes. Some VK3s even did SSB contacts off the aurora. The plot showed the lull in the magnetic midnight and midday periods. Rex played three audio files. The first, you could hear the tones that are unspread. The second file, you cannot hear the tones at all. And third, the tones are very strong and very spread. Rex did a comparison of each 3-hour blocks and showed waterfall screen grabs showing spread and unspread signals. Rex then did a comparison of each 3-hour block and the auroral circle position and number of decodes. Thanks, Rex. Rex then took the audience through two of his father, VK3LN's QSL cards, sent to VK7BQ. Thanks, Rex. Justin, VK7TW, took us through the repurposed housing he is using for his all-sky camera. He will be featuring this in future DATV nights as he gets everything working. We finished with reminders of future events. Our DATV night's going to recess for 2 weeks as we have our May presentation this Wednesday night. At 73 from Justin VK7 at Tangled Whiskers. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a negative 7 offset. And in the South, VK7RAF, that's 146.650 with a minus 600 kHz offset. CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF north and south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the evening minute. SOTA Worldwide FF Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Fridays coffee mornings in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. till noon. NTARC Wednesday the 3rd of May club technical night from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. in the club room at Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Wednesday the 10th of May TestNet and TechNet. TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30. Northwest Week A7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on Week A7 RMD. Northwest Week A7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.19 USB. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVBTRF and YouTube streaming. Northwest SSTV Nights 24th of April 2023 hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2 meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the 4th Monday in the month. And events, Reist, 3rd of May, VK7RHT, voting, simulcasting and all things repeaters with Hayden VK7HH in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. VK7 June 2023, VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary, Alara November 2023, Alara Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7FB. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7TPE, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7JGD, the IHFCB Channel 15 VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the south. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to, or have just missed, VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Please note, given the number of potential statewide callbacks, we will be taking and acknowledging call sign only. Once the callbacks are over, there will be plenty of time to chat statewide about other matters. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 and stay safe from Idris VK7ZIR.